Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Storytellers of the Culture by Zazise. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Storytellers of the Culture by Zazise was released on August 2nd, 2023. It has 15 tracks, and that represents 43 minutes and 40 seconds of runtime. There are about 24 collaborations, roughly, and that kind of makes sense because Zazise is a hip-hop entertainment platform, and there are also multiple producer placements. The Storytellers of the Culture is absolutely packed with Zimbabwean hip-hop talent, all the way through from production right through to the artists that did the rapping and everything else. And there's even a nice cherry on top, a King Kandoro interlude, who's one of Zimbabwe's foremost comedians in the stand-up scene, so exciting stuff. The album starts with possibly one of the most majestic songs that will ever come out of Zimbabwe hip hop as it is, and that's the song The Culture with Malcolm Mufunde. Malcolm Mufunde just does an absolutely amazing job at encapsulating the Zim hip hop industry from largely, I guess, what would be his perspective, and delivers it with a lot of passion. I read somewhere that throughout this whole song, which is only 4 minutes and 9 seconds, he mentioned something like 70 Zimbabwean rappers or something like that. I don't know the exact figure, but yeah, that was just mouth-watering just to get somebody to deliver something like that. And this is an artist that really understands, lives, breathes, eats hip-hop. For me, what I really wanted to look at when listening to this album was, what were the standout tracks and why did I like them the way they were? And this is because when it comes to hip-hop albums, I think they're the hardest albums to review, because the only way you can really get to everything is maybe listening to it 5, 6, 7 times. At least for me, that's how I do it, but maybe it might be a sign of aging, but it is what it is. Of the 15 tracks, I think all of them were really well crafted, and it was nice to hear voices that I have never heard before and artists that I've never been exposed to. So I thought that was like really good for me to just experience something new, something different, and less of just mostly the commercial appeal type of acts, which is great. My standout tracks on Storytellers of the Culture were The Culture Itself, which is the song that I was talking about with Malcolm Mufunde. I really loved Mbinga Yashika, and my only gripe with this song is this: it was so short, man. It was like 1 minute 11 seconds, but it's so, so good. And this one is with K-Flow and Naspa. So K-Flow, shout out, homie from Gweru, that's what we do. And he's one of the hottest rappers right now on the scene. I really loved the song Mvura. The beat was crazy, and the acts on there, there's Ski ZW, Kent Mtasa, really well done. Pisa is a song that I really liked. This one is Tydek and JZW. And instantly, the first thing that I recognized was the Patrick Mukwamba sample. Come on, man. Classic. Absolute classic. And it's great when hip-hop really fuses some of these classics into what the current Zim sound is, or the current hip-hop sound is, because it really shows a respect for where we've been, and even when we were growing up to get to this point, we've been exposed to some of these classics and have enjoyed them in the past. So just because we're into a different type of genre now doesn't mean we do away with everything that was hot back then or that we liked back then. So that was really cool. Great execution as well in incorporating that. For me, the song Work It Out occupies a really unique space. The lineup was pretty cool too. The last letter, Beam Boy, Raycaz. And Raycaz been on something. Damn. But the makeup of the song, I think it targets a certain listener. And it's more, the younger listeners, there's this beat that really goes down. And I really liked that about it. Zika Daza, everything about the song is catchy. That's Ash ZW and Talk Money. I haven't heard Talk Money in a minute. So that was good. That was really good. But everything about that song, the execution, the delivery, and then the overall composition, really well done. So I think that song could do some damage. Wrong For That, for me, is the song that I would actually play for my non-Zimbabwean friends, more like the international crowd, when they ask me, what's Zim Hip Hop like? Or what's hip hop from your country like? This is the song that I would give them, and K-Flo did a sterling job. He's a really versatile artist. When you listen to his current catalog, you can do a lot of things, man. Hip hop, dance, or whatever. He can do it in English, he can do it in Shona, he can make it work, you know? And that's part of the allure besides just his energy. He's got great energy, great visuals as well. VOTY, for me, has the best 808s on the whole album. I just noted that. There was just something so captivating about them. And for me also, I think it has the best lineup. Outspoken, oh geez, Outspoken, Alpha Intellect, come on guys. Legend in the game, has given Zim Hip Hop everything, absolutely everything. Raycaz, for me, flow wise I think Raycaz has got the highest talent ceiling that I've ever heard from a Zimbabwean act, particularly a Zimbabwean rapper. And God willing, this guy is going to be scaling the heights of like people like your Nasty C's and everything else. Because from a talent perspective, I think he's the one guy who's got the flow. He's got the pen game and he's got the delivery to match. So he's really, really good at all three. And in hip hop, that's what you need. But his sound is also one that I believe could be exportable internationally without much of a problem. And it also, VOTY also has Sokomati Mai. Yo, the verse this guy dropped. Ah, anyway. You know, you just gotta listen to the album yourselves and it's gonna make sense. Lastly, I think this is the last song that I really, really liked. It was Ivai Nesu. Something nostalgic about it. Obviously, it has the Chioniso reference, R.I.P. Chioniso. And you know what? There's a certain soul to it. Ivai Nesu has got Faith Fay, Lord Piper, and Hybrid on it. For me, really, yeah, these are the songs that stood out when I listened to the album. I was like, yo, you know what? There's something there, and who knows what could happen with these songs. It's a good album in terms of the variety that it offers, because no matter what lane of hip hop, if you're into like the deep conscious stuff, or if you like, you know, the old boom bap kind of stuff, or if you're into something a bit more new and reflects, you know, the landscape in the last few years, you get something. Everybody gets something. And I think maybe the hardest part about putting this album together, of which shout out to Mukude from Zazi Say, shout out to Produce the Name and everybody else involved, really trying to get everybody on the same page, get the same quality on the vocals from so many different people recording in different environments. And just that quality control would have been one of the most challenging aspects about this album, because the people in various countries too on this album, but they nailed it. For what it is and what I think they were going for, I couldn't be too sure what they were going for, but I think the title tells us everything. Storytellers of the culture. These are people that really uphold hip-hop as a culture. They don't just do it as maybe a gimmicky thing or like, yeah, it's cool. They really love the music, you know, different men and women doing their thing. And here we are with a project that, like I said, it's got over 24 people collaborating, which is just the front-facing artists, but then probably closer to like 40 when we include all the producers as well. Man, that's a huge project. And you know what? They nailed it. So it's a really nice project to listen to. I've listened to it maybe about 3 times now. So for me, like I said, I just wanted to highlight the songs that stood out for me and why they did so. Without saying too much, I think, yeah, it totally goes into the history books as an album that's just going to grow from strength to strength. So let's get to the big question. How do I rate Storytellers of the Culture by Zazise out of 10? For me, this is a solid 7.5 out of 10. I think there's great work that's been done. And for the first sort of drop from Zazise, bruh, they couldn't have done any better, you know? And also like including so many different people from different walks of life and then turning this into one solid hip hop album. I think all there is just room to do even better. I'm excited to see if there's going to be a Storytellers of the Culture too, because once you get on that, then you're just going to see even more quality come out of it, and the execution and everything else, the themes getting even better. I also wanted to say shout out for whoever created the cover art and the promo graphics. Yo, they did a sterling job, man. Looks really nice. That orange U going on, beautiful stuff. So yeah, without saying too much, yep, I just wanted to go through a few of those things. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nainde.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.